Did you know that in the 40s, when the Bedouin shepherd boys were playing with their rocks and threw rocks in a little hole in a dry gulch coming down from Bethlehem in a place called Qumran and heard a crack and breaking sound? And when they went in those caves and pulled out these dusty, crumbling leather deals, and when that shepherd Bedouin boy carried it around, perhaps thinking the leather could be used to make, you know, a bag out of or a shoe, and finally sold the thing and it got into the hands of scholars. Did you know that those manuscripts that were 1900 years old plus turned out to have exactly the same words that our Bibles we hold in our hands have? That the Bible that Jesus read is word for word the same as the Bible you hold this morning? And Jesus Christ had a lot to say about this Bible we hold this morning. And I wrote down as our sermon title, what Bible did Jesus use? And I want to answer it right now for those of you that only can tune in for so long. The one you're holding in your hand is the one he used. And what did he preach from? The one you're holding in your hand. And what did he believe? The one you're holding in your hand. And what did he share and what transformed the world? The book that you hold in your hand this morning. It's the Word of God. And Jesus Christ believed the Scriptures were flawless from Genesis to Malachi because the others had not yet been written. In fact, just to show you, it says in you want to turn somewhere, look at Matthew 23 and verse 35. It's a great verse. You know how you hear someone preach and they say, I believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Jesus said the very same thing. It's interesting. Matthew 23, verse 35. Jesus refers to the Jewish scriptures, which started with Genesis, and that's where we learn and meet Abel, and Christ's Bible ended with 2 Chronicles. Now, they had three divisions of their Bible, and they put the law, and then the Megillah, the writings, and then they put the prophets at the end. And their last book was 2 Chronicles, but they had all the very same books that we do. They had the prophets in a little different order than we do, but they're very same words in there. They just moved the order around a little bit. But this is what Jesus says in Matthew 23:35. That might come on you all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel, Genesis, to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. And that's the last thing in 2 Chronicles. And you know what? Jesus said, all that from Genesis to Malachi, he said, it's all true, and it's all going to come to pass. The words that he believed were, as we would say it, from Genesis to Revelation. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ were filled with the Scriptures. Christ used Scripture to pray from. In fact, if you look in his intercessory prayer in John 17, he's praying from the Psalms in John 17. To prepare for Gethsemane, he's saying the Scripture at the Last Supper with his disciples. He's saying the Scriptures. You can read about that in Matthew 26:30 and Mark 14:26. To endure the horrors of Golgotha, he had the words of the Scriptures flowing from his lips on the cross. They were so important to him. He read them, he embraced them, he knew them, and he used them. Jesus believed the Bible. To comfort the confused and sorrowful disciples in Luke 24, he turns their eyes back to the Scriptures. He said, you missed me? You miss your Jesus? He said, he's all over that book. That's why it's real tragedy when people don't read the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the book that Jesus meditated on, lived with, and used. The Old Testament is a book that the apostles preached from, taught doctrine from, saw Christ in every corner of it. It's an often neglected book in our lives.